Direction Home. This is Jolene.
Hi, Jolene. This is Judah with Rhonda's House. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Amazing. Happy Monday. I had a quick question for you, just in general, just discussing internally with the team. Let's say you guys send over a case, a broadcast. We say we can accept it, and you award it to us. Let's say you write an email.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much. Case is going to start on 3/10, yada, yada. Do we, let's say it's a CareSource patient, right? Do we need to wait for the service plan to be in the CareSource portal?
Well, you know what? I don't deal with CareSource, so I do not know for sure.
Okay. Well, you deal with Passport?
Yes.
Okay.
Passport.
Let's go in the Passport world. No, because we're just trying to figure out, like, you know, like the authorization, you know, like where the green light starts. Is what's written from the care assistant, the case manager, is that enough? And
okay, so like I think I just sent you guys an acceptance. I did. I literally just emailed you an acceptance. So if there is like a provider that's already If there is like a provider already in the home, usually the care manager tells like us, and like I know I'll write it on there that we need to know before you start services, so we can cancel, so the care manager can cancel the other provider.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, if I don't know that there's already somebody in place, like usually they cancel first, but sometimes they need to have the, you know, so services don't end, you know, so it's continuous to let us know. So as long as you give us enough warning of when you're going to start, you should be okay to start. You know what I mean? Like, usually I try to let you know that there's somebody else in the house, you know, already providing services, and that needs to be canceled. So you can, other than that, you could start ASAP, you know.
Right.
But we need to know, like, you need to notify me, the case or whatever case assistant sends you the referral. Let them know the start date ahead of time. It would be better. You know, that's preferred, so that just so that we don't run into any kind of issues like that, overlapping, you know, providers, because a lot of providers won't let us know before services start, and then we're, like, doing follow-ups and hear services start it, and we're like, oh, well, you know, never notified us. So the best thing is to get in the habit of letting us know right away when services are going to start, whether there's a provider in there or not, you know?
Okay, that's good. So let's say, for example, oh, yeah, I see what you just sent over to us, right? This is for Toronto, right?
Right, yep.
Let me see this patient for a second.
And that one, I know she did have someone, but I'm going to look at the referral. I didn't write anything on there, so I'm thinking maybe she was already canceled.
Right,
maybe
this was ST, what we sent, you sent over. I think we already accepted. This is
Toronto
young.
Mahoney.
Right.
Let me pull her up, too.
Passport one. Perfect. So this is a case, the passport number 1022929. That's
right.
The patient's passport number, right?
Correct.
Like, that's really all we need for just in terms of billing, actually.
Yeah, her Medicaid number should be on there, too.
Let me open
that.
Yep, I got the 12-digit. Okay. Perfect.
Okay,
so something like this, there is any, for, you know, for this case specifically, there is no care, there is no service plan in, you know, there's no portal for that, right? So this would be sufficient.
Let me double check. Take the attached piece of our change request. So she did have a provider, and I'm assuming, let me look in the notes to make sure she did, as far as I know, cancel it. I don't know who she had. She may not have. Oh, yeah. I think, yeah. So this one, you should be good to start. It looks like they canceled the other one already.
Perfect. So let me see.
But yes. So you would go do the nurse assessment and everything, and then figure out the schedule, finalize it with the consumer, and then let me know the start of service date with the aid. And then, because when we ask for the tentative start date when we're sending out the referrals, that is means the nurse, your nurse intake or assessment date, It doesn't mean when the aid starts. So,
right. Usually we try to get that
one,
in the same day as best as possible.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, we try to get them to start as close to as possible. So if the nurse is going out today,
they
can go out today, later today, or tomorrow. You know, that's what we usually try, but of course. Okay, fine. So I wanted to know go ahead.
I'm just going to tell you this, too. When you respond with a tentative start date, I know with me, I've been, like, so swamped. I don't get to the, like, I'm just getting to my acceptances. So originally I was given a tentative start date of 3/7, which was Saturday, but I was just getting around to it to today. So I extended it to the 12th, it looks like, because, you know, we were already past the tentative start date you gave me. So I don't always get to, it's very rare I get to it that same day. So I sent this out on the 5th, I think. So you still did 2 days. See, that's what I mean. Like, I was so behind. I didn't get to it, you know.
Okay, so here's what we're
going to do. I'll extend it.
Staffing, and either myself or Rachel will respond back to you. If we can start it sooner, we will let you know, and we will start it sooner, and you can just update the organization as of that.
Right. Perfect. Yep, that's exactly right. Like, I kind of just gauge it to what, like, I sent it on the 5th, you said the 7th, which was a few days later, so I tried to, I'm getting to it today, so I gave you actually 3 days. You know what I mean? Because I don't know what your nurse has scheduled, and I don't want you to think you're held to that, like, date. But if she gets out sooner, and that's perfect. That's beautiful. You could do that. I was just, you know, giving you a time.
One more dumb, maybe it's a dumb question for you. If I wanted to see, like, the full authorization for a Passport patient, where would I be able to see it? Just in the regular Medicaid portal site?
What do you mean the full?
Like the amount of hours and the amount of hours that they're approved for and the start date, the end date. You know, like on a CareSource patient, you could see that.
I don't know. I don't know how that works with as far, like, I don't even know, do providers go in, do you have access into PIMS, which is Passport's portal?
Hold on one second. Sorry about that. Do we have what?
Access to PIMS, that's like the portal we use for Passport.
No, I would love to get that.
See, I don't know. I didn't know if providers had the access to that. So I know it's different. Like, you have Guiding Care is where CareSource is the portal for Guiding Care.
Okay. You know what?
I don't know. Maybe providers don't have the access to that.
Okay. That's fine. But we'll get back to you in Toronto, and good chatting with you, and we'll talk soon.
I hope I answered questions. Like, I know it's different with CareSource. But I know all of us, no matter what program it is, because, you know, now we're going to have Anthem and Molina, we prefer, like, you let us know before you start. It's easier if you let us know before you start services so we don't run into any kind of overlapping.
Right, exactly. We always let you know. The question that always came up was, do we have to wait for the source patients for this big service plan in? Or not. But I guess
I don't think so. I mean, I've had consumers start and, like, they didn't even tell us. You know what I mean? And they were able to. And you know what? If they had issues with billing, then that would be on them if you didn't tell us. You know what I mean? You have to let us know when you're going to start so we can have everything updated. But we've had plenty of providers. They start services and don't even tell us. And then they we'll get an email saying, we aren't able to bill. I'm like, well, you haven't even given me a start date.
Okay. As long as when we email, even if it's a day or two later, you get to them, that's great.
Yeah. Yep.
Amazing. Very good.
And you let the case assistant know. That's what our process is supposed to be. Let the case assistant know the start date, and then we notify the care manager. And then I know with me, with Passport, when I send the service, Passport's the only one that has to send a service schedule, which is the authorization to bill. When I send that is when I send all the care manager's contact information.
Perfect. Amazing. So you're our go-to. You're our contact.
Yes. Yep.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for your time today.
Okay, and I'm still doing, I'll be doing acceptances most of the day. I had so many, so.
Yes. Well, we're always
coming.
Accepting, so keep them rolling.
I will.
All righty, very good. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.